So guys, how is your Tuesday? The world's turning upside down. I understand that. Okay, I live in New York City. I work in the entertainment industry. I'm a life coach. There's a lot that's going on. It's impacting me significantly and everyone around me and obviously you and everyone around the world. But how are you guys doing? Okay. How is your psyche? How are you feeling? That's what I really want to know. I mean, the media is doing a really, really, really good job at making sure that we are scared shitless. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I think it's kind of negligent to not take precautions and to not, do your utmost to make sure you, your family, and everyone around you is healthy. Of course, it's so important, and there are some risks, but the issue here, guys, is that, you know, the statistical, mathematical odds of this doing what, you know, you may be afraid of to you is really, really so, so, so low. I mean, the survival rate is really huge among every group. Those that are really advanced in age and or in other, physical challenges, especially respiratory and so forth, they obviously have elevated risks in comparison to other people. But even in those groups, the majority of them are going to make it and they'll be just fine. I mean, we're talking about, you know, men and women in their 80s that have, you know, gotten it and survived and, you know, and they're fine. They're around. They didn't pass, and this thing has passed through them, but they're good. And my point is that, you know, that's the reality. The reality is most likely you're going to be just as fine as you were going to be a year, 5, 10, or 20 ago before this even, you know, was an issue or before this was even a remote thought in your mind. And understand, this isn't nothing new. There are many, many coronaviruses out there. Okay, this is one of a new strain that we're not used to that most likely came from a bat or some other wildlife, situation. But it's nothing that's, you know, really something that, you know, oh my gosh, there's this new disease nobody's heard of and who the hell knows what's... No, it's a coronavirus. A flu might be even more dangerous than this. The only thing is that this may be more contagious and realistically, based on projections, a lot of people are going to get it. a lot of people are going to get it and or a lot of people already have it and don't even know. So that's the risk and that's the worry. Because even if a tiny percentage of those people actually end up in a hospital, that's going to really put a strain on the hospitals. And that's the big concern. And God forbid, if we lose anybody, even if it's a small percentage, that's our concern. We want to minimize that as much as possible. So the fact that we're taking precautions, the fact that the government, the state, that, you know, everyone's doing their part, you know, thank you to our dear president and vice president and our mayors and all of that. And I don't care what you think politically. Bottom line is we have to appreciate that this is a really rough time and they're doing their absolute best. So my point is, you know, they're right to go ahead and put different guidelines in place to protect us, but let's understand, but yet it's not going to be a worst case scenario. You might not get it, And if you do get it, you might not even feel it. And if you do feel it, it might not be any worse than a cold. And if it is a little bit worse than a cold, you're probably going to live through it and survive it. And so will everyone you know and your family. Now, if you have someone elderly in your family, which hopefully most of us do, and or if you have someone who's not so well, which I imagine also a lot of us do, that's something that has a little more risk, and we have to be extra careful with them and obviously not put them at risk and do our best to not put ourselves at risk because we don't want to be people that transfer it to others, of course. But at the end of the day, guys, life isn't over. The market's getting destroyed like crazy. It may get destroyed more. It may bottom out. It might have volatility. Who knows? But the bottom line here is, guys, this is a time for you to literally take your life back. And that doesn't only mean that you have to survive this and your family has to survive this. This means that you have to thrive. This means that you have to go ahead and take this and make this your source of growth and look back at this a year, 3, 5, 10 from now and say, this was where I got my breakthrough. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, being the person I want to be, getting the meaning that I want out of my life, because that is the most important thing, getting the wealth that I want. And wealth is not only money, but it is, so you do need money, right? But wealth, you know, wealth of friendships, of love, of meaning, of passion, of growth, that's what this is. Guys, let's not let this break us. The media keeps feeding this garbage into our head. And again, I'm not blaming them. I guess they have to do it. But we can't let that impact who we are. We cannot let that impact the kind of people we need to be. Okay? Every single one of us must right now use this as an opportunity for growth. This is not the end. This is the beginning of our growth. This is not the end of our happiness. This is the beginning of breaking through new heights of being truly happy and being building that emotional muscle that we're not afraid of anything and we understand that challenges come, but that's what makes us the people that we want to become. That's how we build our muscle. Guys, this is the bottom line here, okay? Every single one of us needs to take care of themselves, take care of their family. We need to follow the CDC, the WHO. We need to go and take care of our health and do everything that has to be done. But we also need to make sure that we do what our minds demand. And that we put ourselves in the right state and that we, you know, even if we have to socially isolate or limit who we're with or have a lot of space between, you know, small little gatherings of 5, 10 people, 15 people, as opposed to hundreds or thousands like we're used to, doesn't matter. We still need to go ahead and continue growing and continue making plans for the future. And we need to continue believing and trusting and knowing with absolute confidence that every single one of us is going to make it, okay? Our psychology and our mindset is so, so very important. Again, to be clear, you absolutely need to do everything in your power to stay healthy, to make sure your family's healthy, and to follow science in what has to be done to have all that. But once you do that, you need to also continue to make your plans for the future, use this downtime from business and travel and whatever to grow, to progress, to get closer social connections, you know, even if it's not, you know, you could be communicating virtually, you could be communicating over the phone, you could have web conferences, you can have, you know, let's say if you want to have groups that get together and they're small groups, you have a lot of space and it's okay, you know, then maybe you could do that. But my point is, this is an opportunity for you to be your best. And this is the beginning of you to break through like never. The amount of growth and the amount of happiness that you can build right now is an opportunity that is not going to come that often, so you better grab it and use it to your benefit. And actually, it's a source of joy if you look at it that way. If you look at it like, oh my gosh, I can really grow so much here, it's a source of joy. Just like with the markets, you know, some of these stocks are not done selling, and the markets might not be done selling, and who knows where the bottom is. But do you understand how everything is getting killed and sold off, and the market today went down like almost 3,000 points. So there's opportunities there. You're getting things on sale, and if they're quality companies that are gonna be there and they're gonna thrive in the future, then you have an opportunity today or tomorrow or next week or in the coming months, whenever. You know, that's for you and your financial advisor to decide, but there's opportunities here, guys. So what I am saying to you and the message here for you, and it got a little carried away here because I was gonna, you know, say something really briefly. But the message here, guys, is, you know, put yourself in the right state. Use your physiology, your focus, and the language to be in the right state. Focus on the future after this is all done. Focus on who you're going to become as you grow from this. And focus on all your future plans. All right, guys? Listen, I'm sending you lots of love. To you, to your families, to your children, to your parents, grandparents, everyone around you, all your friends, all of us, I'm sending you lots of love and prayer that you should be well. And I'm confident that you will be, okay? And I'm sending you lots of love and goodness. And please, you know, if you need to reach out to us, if you wanna, you know, book us for a life coaching session, you need a reduced rate or whatever, we'll work with you. But the bottom line here is, whatever you do, don't break down. God bless you. Love you.